This is your Cronkite News to Go briefing. I'm Cameron Rubner. ValleyWise Health in Phoenix is now getting help from 7 U.S. Navy personnel in an effort to fight the COVID-19 pandemic. The Federal Emergency Management Agency and the state requested assistance. The Navy team arrived last week and will be in place for more than 30 days. COVID cases peaked in mid-January, but Dr. Michael White at ValleyWise Health says even though cases are declining, COVID is still here.
We still see positive COVID tests. We still see individuals that are coming in complaining of symptoms, complaining of having that COVID-19 disease around this. What has truly helped us is all of your efforts to continue to have our folks, you know, follow those safe practices.
White says they are grateful for the military support and the much-needed relief for their staff. He recommends people continue to wear masks indoors, to get vaccinated and boosted to help stop the pandemic. The Arizona House Appropriations Committee approved a proposed law that would make it illegal to videotape police officers in some circumstances. Republican Representative John Kavanaugh originally proposed it would be illegal to record 15 feet of an officer with someone else unless given permission. He then admitted that to lower the distance to 8 feet, the legislation would also allow someone who stopped in a car by police or is being questioned to tape the encounter in dangerous situations. Media groups are concerned the proposal could violate free speech, press clauses, and established rights under the First Amendment. Arizona ranks 6th in the country for the highest number of registered electric vehicles as of last June. That's according to the U.S. Department of Energy's Alternative Fuels Data Center, and there are now hundreds of charging stations around the state. But as Cronkite News reporter Mitchell Zimmerman explains, new legislation in the state house could add more charging stations across the state.
It's like driving a remote control car.
Oh yeah, so here, he's really funny because you can have a fart. Let's see.
That's Patrick Callalang in Mesa. He bought his Tesla 6 years ago.
My wife and I, we were expecting a baby, and so I was researching on the internet and that the Tesla was the safest car out there. So I got the Tesla just for the baby.
Since he bought the electric car, he's seen a jump in the number of people who also own one.
Probably no more than a dozen other people that have it.
And there's more than just a dozen. In fact, 7% of U.S. car owners drive an electric or hybrid. State Senator Victoria Steele of Tucson says Arizona is experiencing a wave of new electric cars.
We've been hearing about the tsunami of electric vehicles. It's coming and it's going to be here. Prepare for it. Well, I'm here to tell you, it's already arrived.
Steele has sponsored legislation that would tap into the bipartisan infrastructure law to build electric vehicle charging stations across the state.
In order to get this funding, the states have to submit a plan to the United States Department of Transportation describing how they intend to use these federal funds. That's it.
Arizona could get around $76 million for electric vehicle infrastructure, according to Steele. That helps the economy, but also the environment in reducing emissions.
Very significant amount of greenhouse gas emissions relate to transportation.
Ryan Cornell is a senior global futures scientist at Arizona State University. He says more electric vehicles on the road decreases greenhouse gas emissions, but it won't happen overnight.
It's not like you just snap your fingers and all of a sudden all those emissions go away, but there is a dramatic reduction in emissions when you go from a gasoline-powered vehicle to a electric-powered one.
According to Pew Charitable Trusts, there are around 1,300 electric vehicle charging stations around the state as of January 2020. Steele wants the millions of dollars in federal infrastructure money to increase the number of chargers in Arizona. She says it's needed here more than other states.
I'll be darned, we need that money here.
Another bill sponsored by Senator Steele would set aside $500,000 from the state's general fund for electric vehicle charging stations at state agency buildings. That bill will be considered by the full Senate in the coming weeks. Mitchell Zimmerman, Cronkite News.
Dignity Health in Arizona will launch the first research study to identify the risk of developing heart disease using genetics, according to a recent press release. Robert Roberts, Medical Director of Cardiovascular Genomics for Dignity Health Arizona, says this should be the last century of heart disease. Heart disease is the number one killer in the world. About half of the American population will experience at least one cardiac event in their lifetime. Throughout the duration of the study, the medical center will collect 2,000 DNA samples from men and women who have no history of heart disease. The samples will be analyzed to see if they contain a genetic marker known to cause heart disease. The study is expected to last 10 years, with the first two focused on collecting DNA samples and evaluating each participant's risk. We had help today from Mitchell Zimmerman, Madison Thomas, and Alexandra Mora Medina. You can learn more about the stories you heard today and today's news update by going to cronkitenews.azpbs.org. That's all for your Cronkite News to Go. I'm Cameron Rubner.